And now the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories, sing some songs, and talk to some good people with great voices. Canadian singer-songwriter Cat Clyde takes inspiration from pre-rock's golden sound to create Mud, Blood, Bone. That's her new album. Poet Laureate of Charleston, South Carolina, Marcus Amaker, brings you two gems from his latest collection. Plus, University of North Dakota student and musician Ian Peterson is going to share his new tune. And I am going to play you one entitled The Barefoot Bandit. And I'm going to give you the story behind it. I'm Tom Russo, and it's great to have you here listening today. And so we begin with multi-instrumentalist and composer Ben Musser, whose new tune serves as an affirmation to love yourself. As a matter of fact, that's the title of the song, Love Yourself. On his new album, Sentimental Fever, he pretty much does it all. Slide guitar, trombone, electric bass, electric guitar, Rhodes piano, Wurlitzer piano, any kind of acoustic instrument you can possibly think of, the pump organ, Hammond, the toy piano. This guy does it all. And he does it all with such precision and such professionality. I think you're really going to enjoy his live session today. It's Ben Musser on the Great American Folk Show.
Don't get distracted. Hey everyone, my name is Ben Musser and I'm a singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist based in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I'm thrilled to be on the Great American Folk Show showcasing a few tunes off my new solo album, Sentimental Fever, which comes out May 1st on Blackbird record label. Thanks so much to Tom Brusso for having me on. I'm the son of two musicians. My dad is a singer and he played guitar and some piano in a rock and roll band while I was a kid, and my mother is also a singer. I was around music all the time growing up. At an early age, I decided I wanted drums to be where I started my musical journey. So I studied drums, then years later picked up guitar, learning jazz, the blues, then eventually studying classical guitar in college. More recently, I've grown proficient on piano, keys, and bass. Singing was always a part of my life and came naturally to me. I began by singing backups and harmony vocals, often with my sister, and eventually started singing lead when I launched a project called Ben Yarrow in New York City, which I formed to push the boundaries of acoustic music. Touring for this project is when I began honing my one-man band show where I play guitar, kick drum, hi-hat, and shaker to accompany my vocals. On my new solo album, I play all the instruments for the first time. It was a challenge, but extremely fulfilling to be able to put down all the parts I had playing in my head. It's as if I had been working my whole life to put this record together. I worked with Grammy Award-winning producer Scott Matthews on the album. Scott has worked with many legends, including the Beach Boys, Van Morrison, Jack Nitzsche, and Roy Orbison. Scott's also a multi-instrumentalist, so I had to have him perform on the record. He plays drums on two tracks. For my selections today, I chose the first single off my new album, Falling by the Wayside, as my home recording track. The album version features a driving Wurlitzer riff and slide guitars, but I thought it would be fun to do a solo nylon string guitar version. It's the pissed off rocker tune on the album. Visual Atelier 8 called it a sharp, restless protest song disguised as a generational scolding, and I would have to agree. I'm definitely sounding the alarm that the life and privileges enjoyed by Americans are falling by the wayside because of apathy. I wrote this one at home in Wyoming while I was on a keyboard playing kick. It gave me 70s blues rock vibes, so I had to add some slide guitar to the album version. I do most of my writing at or near home as I find inspiration in these wide open spaces. And yes, around my family. Thanks for lending your ear to my music today. I hope you will follow along on my one-man band journey.
Falling by the wayside. You gotta fight for your rights. Falling by great sight. Once you find time to show up, what good is it to stand awake if you won't lift your pretty woken fingers? You're coming in hot, falling by the wayside. Staring at your phone, getting tracked by the man. Oh, but you're coming in hot, falling by the wayside.
If you're just tuning in, this is a Great American Folk Show. You just heard a live session from Ben Musser. His tunes were Falling by the Wayside, and that first one that you heard was the one called Love Yourself. I was in Kenny's Music in Grand Forks, North Dakota, recently looking for some supplies and also trying to keep my little sonny Gus from banging on a drum kit that he really wants. When this wholesome-looking dude came up to me and introduced himself, Ian Peterson was his name, and I learned that he was a songwriter and a singer, and actually I'd seen his band perform a few years back at the Shaberg Church, their band called Homestead. Anyway, Ian passed along his new music to me, and he said that he recorded it in his dorm room at the University of North Dakota, and I really loved that. This is probably the first time that I've ever heard somebody say that they recorded an album in their dorm room. And so I popped it in, and immediately I recognized greatness. Just wait till you get a load of this guy's voice. This is the track that I've been listening to the most, Where the Moon Shines Bright.
Keep on walking down the same winding road. Where it ends is still unknown. I keep pretending this is where I wanna go. But deep down I know I have to do what I think is right. Where the moon shines bright. Always saying that things are gonna change, but I always stay the same. I keep forgetting that I need to rearrange, that I need to make a name. I have to do what I think is right. And I have to find a way to take flight. Where the moon shines stars, Jupiter, Mars. outskirts of town. We can go dancing in the clouds, floating all around, and we'll never come down.
You just heard Ian Peterson with a new tune that he composed entitled Where the Moon Shines Bright. Thank you for that, Ian. I really enjoyed it. Best of luck to you and your new recordings that you record at the University of North Dakota in your dorm room. And I hope that I bump into you again sometime at Kenny's Music in Grand Forks. I love Chance Encounters. It reminds me that I've got to be on the right path. And certainly it is one of the ways in which I've become familiar with new artists and new music. We turn now to Marcus Amaker, poet, and not just any poet. He's the official poet laureate of Charleston, South Carolina. Or maybe instead of saying he's not just any poet, that he's all of everyone. He's all of everyone. This is the ultimate achievement a poet can attain. Marcus Amaker has been on the show before. His poems speak, they move, and they inspire. So it is with great pleasure to welcome him back to read Citizen, Consumer, and Bless This Mess.
Let's all try a social experiment. Write down the exact amount of money that's in your bank account on a little piece of paper and give it to the first person you see that you don't know. Ask your new friend if the number makes them think any less of you. Ask them why the numbers we carry always feel too heavy and the ones we don't carry just as much weight. Remind them that thriving in every part of your life except your bank account doesn't mean that you are a failure. It just means that you're living in a world that sends you an invoice simply for existing, that keeps telling you to upgrade to pro everywhere you go. Remind them that being able to pay your rent when it's due, your water bill when it's due, your phone bill when it's due, your power bill when it's due, your subscription fees when they are due, can be hard to manage when the cost of being alive keeps moving, but the paycheck is fixed. When the system is not improving and the late fees are quick, remind them that there is a bill around the corner, so subtract it from the sum, along with the overdraft that's poking holes in your income. Tell them there isn't enough willpower in the world to self-regulate when you are constantly reminded of what you don't have. When you look around and there are so many things collecting dust on the shelf because the anticipation for the gift was better than the gift itself. We'll never upgrade any human experience by paying a small monthly fee, and we shouldn't have to live this way, pretending we're free. Let's all try a social experiment. Write I love you on a piece of paper and put it in your pocket. Don't give it to anyone. Take it with you wherever you go. Thank yourself for surviving. Lightning quick game of life, many of us are still toddlers, loud and oddly graceful beings constantly learning how to trust our bodies when life offers up a fall, sometimes proud and ungrateful, seeing ourselves as the center of it all. We're so messy. We don't know what to do when we slip up and scrape the skin or bruise the ego. We have to keep learning that each boo-boo goes deeper than the bone. We don't have the language it takes to accurately describe how hard it is to be in a wildly weird world where everything can seem bigger than you, where it can be a miracle to simply put one foot in front of the other, where a typical day means fighting ourselves and or fighting each other. We're so messy. And when we get older, we realize there's too many steps to step out of the door, to step over the dirty laundry littered and wrestling with itself on the floor, because we can't tell the difference between a cartoon, the Super Bowl, a soap opera, and the news. And it's hard to know which way we should go when we are working through the blues. We're so messy. And we have to keep adapting to the strange changes in our bodies as we crawl our way out of the mind's constant craving of junk food, junk television, junk technology. We're so messy. And so beautiful in the strangest of ways. We blow candles and make wishes to celebrate age. We dream up stories to make weird and wonderful art. And we still make love even after a broken heart. We're so beautiful as we awkwardly adjust to the way being an adult has distorted our reality, how everything that used to be so big now seems incredibly small, how everyone we know is still learning how to trust their bodies when life trips them up and offers that fall. We're so beautiful. Our sleepy brains are capable of vivid, sensuous, lucid dreaming. We even bless each other just for sneezing. And meanwhile, a toddler is somewhere screaming and screaming for love.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the Lorac family, from the estate of Blair Flegel, and from Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. It's the Great American Folk Show. My name is Tom Brusso. I've got a really great track to share with you. This is by the Waddington Brothers. They're a band of bluegrass brothers from Regent, North Dakota. They wrote this song. I recorded it when I was visiting them a few years back. It's called Powder River. It's a lively little tune, and they're going to set it up for you. Here we go.
So this is an instrumental that Jacob wrote. It's called Powder River. All us boys seemed like grown up, except maybe Job, the three older ones. We would occasionally go out and spend a couple weeks with our Uncle Aaron and his family just out near Miles City, Montana, on the ranch. And we like taking Highway 12, and there's a spot after you get onto the Montana side where you cross the Powder River. And I always liked it. It's a neat little crossing. It's real pretty country, and it was kind of a, a, checkpoint. You knew you were getting close, I guess, when you crossed the Powder River. I don't know. The other day, a few months ago, I was walking around outside thinking about that, and I just told the boys, I said, you got to write me an instrumental called Powder River. And so Jacob sat down and did it because I told him to. So this is Powder River.
You're listening to The Great American Folk Show. My name is Tom Russo. Thank you for listening today. Canadian artist Cat Clyde's sound is a mix of folk and country, rock and a little bit of blues. It's not electrified, as in electrified that the knobs are turned all the way up to the max, supported by a big, fat-sounding electric bass. But it's electric in that it's acoustic. Single coil pickup I'm talking about, hollow body and spacious. This is the mix that really interests me. It's the mix of Cat Clyde, and it's also the mix of the people that came before Cat Clyde, known as the pre-rock generation of sound. I'm talking about Lonnie Johnson and Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who then influenced this other generation of musicians that became known as the Rock and Rollers, like the Everly Brothers. But before they were the Everly Brothers, they were just a part of the Everly family. Check out this little snippet of a song that comes from 1952, the Everly family. This is Don and Phil and their father, and they're doing this old song called Roll Along Jordan.
Well, a great big howdy-do to all of our good friends and neighbors. This is Dad Everly talking for the Everly family. And we're going to play and sing you some songs, neighbors. family style, also country style. And we got the whole gang on deck, Mom, Don, baby boy Phil.
You know, when I think of something that's done with taste, maybe something that's not totally polished, but something that lasts, and something that it really means something, I call it country. And I got this term from a friend of mine out in Los Angeles, California, Mark Flanagan, who runs this club called Largo. Anytime that he felt like somebody was doing the work of the poet in the studio or on the stage behind a mic or guitar or piano or whatever it might be, he called it country. And I love that. I've adopted this. I think what it really means is that it's very real and it is very true. There's a tune that I love listening to every month I do. It's called The Things That I Used to Do. It's by Guitar Slim. I can practically feel the heat of the tubes in this recording studio. Not sure what Guitar Slim's setup was, his amp or what guitar he used or whatever, but it sounds like his guitar is about to explode something. And to me, that's true, or it's kind of country.
I'm going to send you back to your mother, baby. Lord, and I'm going back to my family too.
Cat Clyde is someone who is very country, who's very true. I'm really interested in her music and what she's doing. I'm really grateful to get a chance to interview her about the specialness of this whole pre-rock music thing that I've been talking about, which began with artists like Guitar Slim and Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Lonnie Johnson, and carried on by acts such as the Everly Brothers. Pre-rock, to me, this true thing is nonetheless so mysterious. At least it is to me. To Cat Clyde, as you will learn, it is feel good. Before we get to that interview, let's listen to the tune that she sent in. It's not unlike that first little Everly Brothers snippet that I played, Roll On Jordan. This one, too, is an old folk song. It's called I'll Fly Away. You might remember it from Old Brother, Where Art Thou? Elise LeBlanc is joining her.
Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to that land on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when
we welcome Cat Clyde today on the Great American Folk Show. Cat, it's so great to have you with us again. Last time you were on the program, you were supporting a record, Down Rounder. Now you're back supporting a new record entitled Mud, Blood, Bone.
Sway me gentle, baby.
I'm curious about when you're going into the studio, are you also listening to music the entire time? And what were some of those tracks do you think that you were listening to while you're making Mud, Blood, Bone?
Ripple in the water, teardrop in your eye.
I really do like to listen to music while I am making a record, and things that are very inspiring to me and that evoke a lot of emotions. I was listening to a lot of Everly Brothers.
Never
kissed ya.
Until I Kissed You, Long Time Gone, some Bobby Darin, some Elvis.
I can pick that up in your body of work. I feel like you've got that down, that you embody that feel good. I mean, your record before this one, I almost want to say that it had some of the Sun records, almost like pre-rock, leading up to rock. Simple arrangement, but feel good.
Yeah, I love that type of stuff. So, yeah, I feel like that really resonates with me.
What is it about pre-rock? And we're talking like 1954, 1955. What is it about that music, do you think, that just seems to be... Have its own thing, aside from the fact that it's simple arrangements. What do you think it is about that music?
I think there's just so much inside of it, and I feel like the arrangements are so powerful in their simplicity and in the way they're put together, and I think the melodies are absolutely fantastic and just so catching and so wonderful. And so much emotion and so much vitality. It feels very radiant in its expression and like new, like sunrise. And I feel like there's so much in it. It's like the potential of all, you know, rock and roll, of all punk rock, all of that stuff is in there. I feel like it exists and its light is shining through and it's just very powerful.
When you were growing up in Canada, you were listening to this kind of music, this pre-rock stuff. I think later on you said that you discovered the blues, but what were some of the other records that you grew up listening to?
Well, I wasn't really exposed to a whole lot of music when I was young. You know, I had some uncles that played really great guitar, and my grandfather played some old-time fiddle, so I would visit them in the summertime sometimes, and I was exposed to that, which was really lovely. That was kind of my first introduction to kind of live music. But I didn't really listen to a whole lot of music when I was younger, and my parents didn't really listen to music. So it was really just a journey on my own. And yeah, I started to get into blues, and that led me to jazz and folk and punk and rock and roll and rockabilly.
Your new album has a title, very interesting title, Mud, Blood, Bone. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about that, how you came up with that title.
Yeah, so Mud, Blood, Bone is a lyric out of the song Wild One, and I really loved that line, and I feel like it really connected with the album as a whole, because making this record, I was going through a really huge transition in my life. Dogs were barking, the moon was bright, as we stood there swaying with the dark on our backs. And, you know, really felt like through the discomfort and pain of experiencing the changes, it was really a great gift in the end, and sort of like Phoenix from the ashes, being reborn. So I feel like Mud, Blood, Bone feels very primitive and, you know, in the dirt and like coming out of the dirt, coming out of the old realm and into the new. Kissed you one
last time, saying it won't be long. Visiting here with Kat Clyde, wonderful singer-songwriter from Ontario, Canada. Thank you, Kat, so much for being on the show. We're going to be playing a tune of yours right now, one entitled Another Time. I wonder if you'd be able to set this one up for us a little bit.
Yeah, I'm really proud of this song. I love this song. This was the last song I wrote before going into the studio to make this album. I really have been fascinated by time for some time. Time is strange and curious, and I believe in the ability to change the timeline that you exist in. And being a person that plays music, I feel like music is beautiful in that it can slow time down and change time. And yeah, time is really beautiful and interesting and curious to me.
Kat, thank you so much for being on the program, and we wish you all the best in your travels and your music making out there in the world.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here, and thank you so much for having me.
I've been sitting in the stillness like I've never done before. Withered wisps of wanting, I whittle on the floor. I'm carving out my life, each stroke is calm and sure. Oh, I am now, oh, and how I'm opening the door. Maybe it's like a river, how it empties and it swells. Maybe it's like a season on the other side it tells. But I won't leave until you start, 'cause I'm a dog with a dog's heart. Oh, I am now, oh, and how we never really part. Am I moving closer? Sometimes I just can't tell. I still climb the tower at midnight just to ring your bell. And maybe it's like the moon, how she empties and she swells. Oh, I am now, oh, and how time will only tell. There's an ember in my heart that's never been blown. There's a river in the dark that's never been shown. And if I close my eyes, will I lift up and disappear? Oh, I am now, oh, and how I float away from fear. I'm making friends with emptiness. Past and future isn't real. Time, it ain't no line, but it takes everything I feel. And though it seems a constant stream, I'm sure there is a shore. Oh, I am now, oh, and how I'm opening the door.
Cat Clyde. Thanks, Cat. All the best to you out there and safe travels. Cat's new album is a lot of fun. Mud, Blood, Bone. As a fan of music of all genres, I gravitate towards it because of its nods to music's great library of pop. I'm going to spin that song that Cat and I were discussing, Wild One. And I can't help myself from mentioning the shelves of pop that I think she nods to on it. Roy Orbison, for sure, in his bolero style on Running Scared. Fellow Canadian Leonard Cohen, of course. Hallelujah. You'll be able to detect a little bit of that in there. And I feel like kind of sprinkled here and there the grounds of Dylan's Blonde on Blonde. Here's Wild One by Cat Clyde. Followed this news item quite closely when it came out and subsequently read the book about it. This was in 2010, and the subject was a young kid from the Pacific Northwest named Colton Harris Moore. Maybe you heard about him or read about him. He's otherwise known as the Barefoot Bandit, and they called him that because he didn't wear any shoes when he stole things, and he left his little footprints at the crime scene. Actually, they're quite big footprints from what I read. Anyway, Colton became this infamous figure, just big, sensationalized story in the press, definitely headline material. He stole airplanes, that's what he did. But not only that, he flew them. He flew airplanes because he learned about how to fly airplanes on the internet. Just think of that. Well, thankfully, nobody during his spree was killed. But the debt of destruction that he caused was immense, and I'm talking about in the millions. It wasn't lost on me that he was, in fact, a criminal, even if he was just a troubled youth. But his story sparked within me a sort of empathy. I began rooting for him, not to do the wrong thing, but to do the right thing. I prayed that he'd make the right decision, that he'd turn himself in and begin the process of untangling his life's mess. He had it in him, I believed. After 2 years on the run, he was caught in the Bahamas, a far cry from his Puget Sound beginnings. And I've always wondered what he expected during that time of his life. Folk music. Folk music is my favorite kind of music because it seeks to tell a story, be it a happy one, one of victory, one of defeat, one of illness, one of tragedy.
folk music is like a song that's told over and over again. And Colton Harris Moore's story has certainly been told a thousand times, like Holden Caulfield in Catching the Rye, a coming-of-age story. He was a teen looking for answers in a big and strange world, or like the outlaw pretty boy Floyd who stole from the rich and gave to the poor, or like Robin Hood, whose inciting incident you might say was sparked by fate. These are all Colton Harris Moore. I happened to be thinking about this song the other day when practicing the guitar. The main riff kept on coming back up again, and so I can't help but play the song. Of course I can't help but set the song up for you, just so you get a little insight as to what the tune is about. It's called The Barefoot Bandit. It's about Colton Harris Moore. Some blame my behavior on the mother that I had. Some say it's all because I never had a dad. Some say that the system should have kept a watchful eye. Some people say some people were just born to fly. I hope you enjoyed that song about Colton Harris Moore, otherwise known as the Barefoot Bandit, the youth fugitive who stole airplanes and learned to fly them from YouTube. He served 7 years in jail and has otherwise kept a pretty low profile, but I am sure he'll pop back up again when his movie is made. In 2023, then 95-year-old Grant Nelson was featured on the show after I received a letter from him in which he recounted the time when he penned a tune for the Peace Garden State's centennial in 1989, a little song called Sing of North Dakota. I interviewed him, and it was a pleasure. He was spirited and very humble. And while the segment has yet to be transferred to our podcast platform, you can still hear it by visiting the Great American Folk Show webpage at prairiepublic.org. Just look for episode 63. There was one other tune that Grant Nelson included in our correspondence, one entitled Pledge Our Honor. I didn't include it in the broadcast in 2023 because I wanted to keep the focus on his state song. But I just knew that one day I would return to it. So why not now? Here is that song by Grant Nelson, Langdon, North Dakota farmer, now 98 years old, who one day found himself in a position. He was driving his tractor, and he got this message from on high. Some sort of passion filled him up, told him to stop what he was doing right then and there and write a couple of patriotic tunes. I think you're really going to enjoy this one. It's an old recording transferred from a cassette tape, so there's going to be a few pops and hisses, but I think you'll still enjoy it.
We pledge our honor today to the flag of the USA for the lives that were given. We are thankful to live in this land of liberty. We sing with pride for our country to tell what it means to be free. Land that we love is blessed from above. May your hopes and your dreams all come true. I'll sing with honor to America and to the land of the free. The spirit that's right, they fought through the night and prayed the oppressed would go free. So pledge your honor this way, let it ring for the whole to sing of the red, white, and blue with a love that is true. America, God bless you. America, God bless you.
That's our show for today. We'd like to thank you for listening. We'd like to thank our guests, Ben Musser and Ian Peterson, Poet Laureate of Charleston, South Carolina, Marcus Amaker, and Kat Clyde. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the Lorac family, the estate of Blair Flegel, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. My name is Tom Rousseau. May you always find that lucky old sun until we meet again.